So, Pinky, I think we need to discuss your nutritional choices.
Mine.
Or lack thereof.
Oh, yeah, that old chestnut.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Picking up a few groceries for, you know, the week, school lunches.
As you do. As you do.
Come across a packet of chips, Smith's chips. Spag bowl flavoured.
Spaghetti bowl flavoured.
You can
You're buying these things now.
You can see this package.
Mate.
Because I was there in the chip aisle.
Yeah.
On our Facebook page, Triple M Central Queensland, dinner sorted.
Yeah.
$1.65 because they're on special because they're trying to make you buy them and try them out.
Did you just say dinner sorted?
Yeah, mate. Spag bowl, chips, $1.65 sorted.
Look, mate, I don't know. I had these.
Why not? Sunday night. Can't be bothered.
The snag and sauce chips limited edition thing that they bought out was woeful. Terrible.
Well, yeah, but where did they put the onions? You know, that was
my concern. That's why it was terrible.
They were missing. Exactly.
So,
spag bowl.
How was it? How's the spag bowl chippies thing?
Of course we didn't have them for dinner. What kind of mother do you think I am? We had Doritos with guacamole. Have a vegetable in there.
No, come on.
No, we didn't do that either.
What have you been doing?
I'm a liar. Big fat liar.
Your nutritional choices.
No, I'm just interested, but let us know if you've tried these chips, because I legit could not be bothered ruining my nutritional temple.
Happenstance.
Not even. By buying them and trying them. I'm not interested.
Yeah, look.
But let me know if you have tried them. But they are at the shops.
The snag and sauce ones were bad. Like a lot of those limited edition ones, thank God they're limited.
The mac and cheese sounds good.
Yeah.
Because I love cheese flavoured chips. But, you know, wouldn't you just stick to old Twisties? But anyway, no. Actually, what I would like to say is we went to dinner. It's Mum and Dad's last night. So it's like the Last Supper.
Your Mum and Dad have been in town.
Yeah, it's like the Last Supper.
Did you just compare?
I have no religious history, but it's like the Last Supper. We always call it the Last Supper.
Mate.
There was just way less wine and fishes.
And a little less.
I had a martini, okay? Traded up there with an olive.
A little less Jesus as well, I would assume.
There's zero Jesus
at
my last supper.
I got tears. It's funny.
The Boathouse in Rockhampton.
Oh, okay.
Just doing little prayer symbol to them. It's just so beautiful.
I haven't actually
been there for dinner. I've only been there for brekkie or coffees.
Okay. Yep, so you got a Boathouse dinner.
So we got there for dinner. Mm-hmm. Just superb. And, you know, on par with the city restaurants. And I say that because I've heard a few little patronising remarks about the regions recently, which kind of got my blood boiling because it's just exquisite, and you just pop down the key street there, grab a park, walk across. There's no crazy crowds, there's no parking fees. Wander in, beautiful breeze,
small town benefits
food.
Up the wazoo,
mate.
Yeah,
call it small town.
No,
mega.
So,
Central Queensland's mega, mate.
That's good.
We got it all.
I think I understand the appropriate nature of your parents taking you to the Boathouse.
Yeah.
Because you've been explaining how it's been with your parents over the last week or so.
Yeah, we had no tin beetroot on the menu, so that was a relief.
They're buying this, buying that, leaving this, leaving that, keys here, like towels over whatever, and all of this is a scenario. It seems right that you've decided to rock the Boathouse just one last dinner while your Pinky parents were here.
Banksy and Pinky
for breakfast.